A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington on Wednesday, June 21st, 2023. This is the Diaspora Forum. I am Kip Stube. Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about preparations for Zimbabwe's crucial general elections set for August 23rd this year. Several presidential candidates, including President Emmerson Mnangagwa and his bitter rival Nelson Chamisa, filed their papers at the nomination court in Harare today. Namhla sixoxa ngokhetho oluzayo. Abantu bambalwa abagokela uMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa, uMnumzana Nelson Chamisa labanye baphanyeke amaphepha abo e-nomination court namuhla. Lokhu ke kulungiselwa ukhetho uzaqhutshwa mhla ka 23 Ncwabakazi lonyaka. But first, let's have a look at the refugees, as most nations yesterday marked World Refugee Day. As the world commemorated World Refugee Day on Tuesday, some Zimbabwean migrants, the majority driven from their homeland by economic hardships, looked back at an often arduous but comparatively rewarding stay in neighboring Botswana. Mkondisi Dube reports from Gaborone, Botswana.
Bulawayo-born Phaeton Sbanda vividly remembers his early days in Botswana after leaving Zimbabwe and crossing into the neighboring country in 1999. It was at a time when Zimbabwe's economy was in a hobble but had not reached depressing lows.
When I came here, I wanted green pasture. It's not that Zimbabwe was so bad when I came here.
Sibanda survived on odd jobs, but now he has managed to establish a business in the construction sector and has many interests back home. His compatriot Titus Ngumalo, who left Zimbabwe due to economic hardships, has been in Botswana for 24 years. Ngumalo says he is living from hand to mouth.
When I came here, it was not easy because it was an issue of papers during that time, and we had to go through certain processes to make papers. After that, we started working. And it really helped me because I managed to take my kids to school very well. As time goes on, we had discovered that now things are changing, things have changed. There are no jobs.
Statistics recently released by the state agency, Statistics Botswana, indicate that many Zimbabwean men are working in the country. The agency did not give a specific number of those male workers from the neighboring nation currently facing serious economic problems. Educator Cindy Sosbanda is among few Zimbabwean women who decided to leave Zimbabwe to seek greener pastures in Botswana. She left her native nation in 1993.
I don't believe that women are at a disadvantage than men when they go out of the country. I just believe in these years, in the 21st century, we all have equal opportunities. It depends on you as a person, as an individual. Are you willing to study? Are you willing to sacrifice? Are you willing to work hard for what you want, to achieve what you want? I am a female and I've made it in the professional industry and I'm competing with men. But I don't feel like I'm a threat to them or they are a threat to me. I feel like we're all out there to just get alive.
Busani Moyo is a bus loader at the Gaborone bus rank. He says Botswana has been kind to him and his colleagues. However, they regularly engage in cat and mouse games with the local police.
Here in Botswana, sometimes they like us to be fair. They are good because it's our neighbor country. If things, we are not someone who is doing bad things, cops that are like us, they can say, okay, you are a good one, no problem. Where are you working? They may, if they ask where you work, let's go and show us. Sometimes you go with them and say, okay, here, no. Next time I don't want to hear you doing bad things because this, our country is a peaceful one. I say, okay.
More than 500 kilometers northeast of the capital, Gaborone, Tukwi refugee camp. A handful of Zimbabweans joined refugees from other nations yesterday to mark World Refugee Day. Gloria Litlhage, a senior official in Botswana's Ministry of Justice, told the meeting that there was need for a lasting solution for refugees.
They are exposed to many hazards. This is an opportunity to reflect on how this affects them. We are also about stressing the importance of respecting the relevant legal framework. We have our international law, we have our own domestic law in Botswana, and related policies. We are about saying, let us conform and respect the regulations that govern us. Today also, we are about emphasizing the importance and the need of refugee durable solutions. You will agree with me that refugee status is not a permanent status.
Hundreds of Zimbabwean refugees were repatriated last year amid reports they did so involuntarily. There are now less than 20 Zimbabwean refugees living at Dukhi camp, down from 1,800 refugees before the repatriation. But Igwe Siyapanu, a representative of the United Nations High Commission for Refugees, says the repatriations were above board. Hundreds of Zimbabwean refugees were repatriated last year amid reports they did so involuntarily. There are now less than 20 Zimbabwean refugees living at Dukhi camp, down from 1,800 refugees before the repatriation. But Igwe Siyapanu, a representative of the United Nations High Commission for Refugees, says the repatriations were above board.
Not UNHCR who embarked for voluntary repatriation. It was the government, in agreement with the government of Zimbabwe, because the circumstances who were at the point of departure.
The Zimbabwe Statistics Agency indicates that there are almost 48,000 Zimbabweans living in Botswana, and out of that number, at least 29,000 of them are men. Reporting for VOA Studio 7 in Gaborone, Botswana, I am Kondisi Dube.
Thanks there, Kondisi Dube. For those that have just joined us, this is Live Talk. We are discussing Zimbabwe's road to general elections. As indicated earlier on, President Mnangagwa, CCC Interim Leader Nelson Chamisa, Love Momaduku of the National Constitutional Assembly, Douglas Monzora of the MTCT, independent candidate Xavier Kasukwere, and a few others today filed their papers as presidential candidates at the High Court. The other people who filed their papers are Robert Chapman of the Democratic Union of Zimbabwe and Mr. Harry Peter Wilson of the Zimbabwe Opposition Party. Each presidential candidate paid 20,000 United States dollars to book a slot for the presidential race. Some of the presidential candidates and their representatives had this to say after submitting their papers at the nomination court.
My Minister of Justice is the one who crosses my papers, but I made sure I could respect the process. So I came over here to honor the work that they are doing and to show that I submit myself to the constitutional process. And I told that my people are going to be nothing but very well. And so far, I understand that so many citizens who are standing for the presidential post. Some have been cleared, some and the process have been cleared. And so far I'm told that countrywide the process is going very, very well. I'm happy that Zimbabwe is now a mature democracy.
Your words to the people of Zimbabwe is the election period.
I would like to say to them, this process is so peaceful. This is what we want. It should continue now during the process of campaigning, during the elections. Post-election, this is the peace we want, is a mature democracy. Thank you.
We are so excited that the new Zimbabwe is voting. There's no way Zimbabwe is going to remain the way it is. Change is in the air. The change season is upon us. This is the time. Victory is certain. Victory is obvious. And of course, it's all victory around. We have managed to find our papers. That was based around certain of the issues, particularly the issue of the water supply. An issue that we hope is going to be resolved. Once the candidate has been nominated, the next head of the issue of the water supply. and the issue of making sure that all those who register and participate in 2018 or post 2018 their names are reflected. The information we have so far is that most of the names are missing, and it's hard to understand why. And that issue is very important. But we are otherwise. So far, so good.
Tabudi is out to file my nomination papers on behalf of Victoria Kasekere, which means that he's going to be running for president come 23rd of August 2023. Tabudi is out to file my papers on nomination. Mr. Tevia Kasekere, Vachanga, that you could be able to start to Ruku, we have the Sam, the president in 2023 August.
Muripo, Uriku, Itakuti, Rasdama, Riva Rombo. Kana kuti vanotambirawo zvaomari shomanana vasakwanise kuitawo zvematongerwo enyika. Zvematongerwo enyika zvinombobvira zvakatarirwa kuti ndezvevane mari zhinji. Zvematongerwo enyika zvofanirwa kuitwa nechizvarwa chega chega chemuno muZimbabwe semanyorerwo azvakaitwa mubumbiro remutemo. Saka saizvozvo tinoona kuti nemari idzi dzakawandisa kudai dzinongosiya vane mari nembavha vachienda kunotimirira isusu kutsvaka kuda kuramba vachizadza homwe dzavo nekuita kuti zvinhu zvisatinakire isu varombo. Saka zvakatikoshera kuti isu varombo tigone kunoramba tichirakidzira kuti tinodawo zvinhu zvinoita kuti varombo vakwanisewo kumira mune zvematongerwo enyika.
And while presidential aspirants were filing their papers, parliamentary and council candidates also submitted their nomination papers nationwide. Each parliamentary candidate paid $1,000. Zimbabwe will hold council, parliamentary and presidential elections on August 23 this year. Opposition parties are crying foul over the nomination fees and lack of electoral reforms ahead of the cross-general elections. Kuhlelo lamhlanje lwe Diaspora Forum sixoxa ngokwenzakala eDelegate Nomination Court lapho abazancintisa kukhetho oluzayo abafake amaphepha abo. Abafake amaphepha abo bazancintisa kukhetho lwamakansila olwamalunga edale lepharlamente kanye lolukamongameli. And joining us right now via Skype to discuss this issue, we have Mr. Frank Kuni, who is a ZANU-PF activist based in Washington, Mr. Tawanda Sokoro, an interim chairperson of the Citizens Coalition for Change, North America Province, and an independent political commentator, Kutsai Samaita. Welcome to the show, gentlemen. Good evening to you all.
Good evening. Good evening, Zimbabweans.
Thank you very much. Let's start with you, Mr. Kuni. President Mnangagwa's papers were filed by Justice Minister Ziyambi Ziyambi today at the nomination court. Give us your take on what happened and, you know, where this is leading to.
Well, in fact, the papers were submitted yesterday, but they were confirmed today as is required by the law. As far as we know, as far as we are concerned, the process was very smooth today. All the aspiring candidates were able to submit their papers constitutionally, and the vetting process through the sitting nomination courts, not just in Harare but throughout the country, went very well. There were no incidences, there was no violence, there was no problem as far as we know. So this is democracy maturing in Zimbabwe.
Thank you very much. Now let's bring in Mr. Tonda Sokora. Zimbabwe will see a second fight between Mr. Mnangagwa and Mr. Chamisa again this year. Is your party ready, really, for this big fight, Mr. Tsokora?
Yes, Triple C is ready. Triple C represents Zimbabwean citizens. So I can safely say the citizens of Zimbabwe are ready for the fight, and they all know what they need to do to change the trajectory in our country. They know that the suffering that they are going through, that they have been going through all these years, has been caused by ZANU-PF, has been caused by people that are stealing from the people of Zimbabwe, and they know that they need change. And change is going to come through voting for President Chamisa. And as you saw today, President Chamisa is upbeat by what is going on. The people of Zimbabwe are also happy. Our members of parliament, all of them, they filed their papers together with our councillors. So we are more than ready for the big fight.
Yes, and the 2018 presidential election was disputed and had to be settled in the courts of law. Do you see a replay of 2018, Mr. Sokora?
Most of the elections that we have had in Zimbabwe have been disputed, and that's the reason why Zimbabwe is where it is today. And if we are to change things in Zimbabwe, the way Zimbabweans are living our livelihoods. We need to have an election that is free, fair, and credible. That's what we have been fighting for as Triple C, and we'll continue to fight even today after the filing of our candidates. We'll continue to fight for the voters' role, for ZEC to provide the voters' role as provided by our constitution. It shouldn't be a secret. Every political party, in fact, every citizen should be allowed to view the voters' role anytime when they've made their payment. And we'll continue to fight for that. And we'll also continue to talk to ZANU-PF, the police, the army, that we want a violent-free election. Let's not have the police and the army taking sides.
Thank you.
Not have violence in the rural areas and everywhere else.
Thank you very much. If you turn now, Mr. Kuni, respond to what Mr. Sokora is saying.
Well, as far as we are concerned as ZANU-PF, we know we are going to win the elections with a landslide. Those who would want to dispute or claim rigging or whatever claims they want to do, they are very free to do so. But we know that the majority of the people of Zimbabwe will vote for the ruling ZANU-PF. We are going to win. And for those who think they might want to challenge the results or whatever they want to challenge, we'll be ready for that. All our candidates, from councillors to members of parliament to the presidency, are ready. We are ready to go. We are the only political party that is far away ahead of all the other political parties. We have trained our polling agents already. We are going to launch our manifesto in Spinge, and we are ready to go. ZANU-PF is ready. All systems are good. We are just waiting for the date and the announcement of our winning.
Thank you very much. Let's turn to Mr. Samaita. Hey, Mr. Kutsai Samaita is an independent commentator. He speaks a lot of politics, and he says he is not involved in any political parties. So what's your take on what the two gentlemen are saying, Mr. Samaita?
Yeah, thank you so much. Greetings, Zimbabweans, and everybody who is here.
Thank you.
Robert Dube, my concern here is the Triple C, which by its very nature is the main opposition, will continue to sing the same mantra that we've had for years and years, that we are ready, we are prepared, this time around things are okay. But at the end of the day, when elections are done, they will probably come back to us with egg on face after ZANU-PF has done what we know them for. Right now, ZANU-PF has already started their irregularities with elections. So take, for example, a very simple thing. ZANU-PF will not allow diaspora vote. ZANU-PF will not allow the media to be impartial. ZANU-PF will not allow the voters' role to be clean as it is supposed to be before elections, as it were. Mm-hmm. And the main opposition is not doing anything about this. So clearly the elections, when ZANU-PF is saying we are ready, we are prepared, that's what they mean, that they are ready and prepared. They know what the kind of tactics they have used over the years. They are going to repeat them. So my greatest question, which I believe most Zimbabweans have as their concern, is Triple C, what have you done to deal with these irregularities that this ZANU-PF will continue to impose upon the Zimbabweans? Our elections are null and void as long as those things are not changed. ZANU-PF will not allow diaspora vote as if Zimbabweans in the diaspora are lesser citizens.
Mm-hmm. See, I was calling Baba Samaita. Still five konoko ke nesindebele la ngesishona. Very brief, 1 minute. Uku wrap up konapa.
Okay, ngiyabonga. Into engiyitshoyo lapha yikuthi abe Triple C abayibo abalilunga eliphikisayo elikhulu, into nje abazayenza yikho khona ukuthi besithembisa ukuthi hayi kwakhathi sesilungiselele, sesizimisele. Kodwa liculo lelo esihlala silizwa iminyaka leminyaka, bahlala besitshela ukuthi bona sebezimisele ukungena ekhethweni. Kodwa ukhetho luzathi lungaphela bayabe sebeqala futhi ngokuthi ZANU-PF baqilibezele. Nanku sikukhangela iZANU-PF isiqalisile ubuqili ukuthi ivoters roll kayimanga kuhle okokuqala okwesibili izana PF kayifuna abantwana bezimbabwe abangaphandle kwelizwe ukuthi bevote okwesithathu izana PF kayisoze yavumela independent media ukuthi OZBC beniki airtime kuye wonke umuntu ongasuye wezana PF muchidimbu muchishona ndirikuti triple C iri kuparizvino iri kuita zvainogara ichichiitira makore ese kuti aiwa takazvigadzirira tagadzirira kuti sarudzo dzinge dzichifamba zvakanaka tichahwina asi havasi kudhila neproblemu iri kuitwa nezanu PF inogara ichiitwa makore nemakore kuti zanu PF inobiridzira yezvo voters roll haina kumira zvakanaka media haina kumira zvakanaka diaspora vote haina kubvumirwa zvakanaka saka chinoita kuti vapinde musarudzo vachizvitemba kuti this time around zvinhu zvichafamba zvakanaka chii havasi kuzodzoka here zvekare vaakuti tabatirirwa.
Thank you very much. And stay on the line, gentlemen. I think we are going to take a very, very short break and then come back for these two to respond. That is Mr. Kuni and Mr. Tsokora. So let's take a break. We are coming back shortly.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
And for those that have joined us, please note that we are streaming this discussion live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We're also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. You can also find us on our website at www.voindebele.com, www.voishona.com, and www.voazimbabwe.com. You can also send us messages on our social media platforms. Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the 2023 general elections. In our case, Mr. Frank Kuni, a ZANU-PF activist based in Washington, Mr. Tawanda Tsokora, interim chairperson of the Citizens Coalition for Change, North America Province, and an independent political commentator, Kutsai Samaita. So back to you, Mr. Kuni, what is your party promising Zimbabweans as the country is currently facing serious economic problems?
Let me start by responding to what Mr. Samaita said. I don't know how independent he is if he is starting by making unsubstantiated allegations that ZANU-PF rigs. If he is a truly independent political commentator, then he should remain neutral and comment objectively without casting aspersions or making unverified or unsubstantiated allegations. But for the record, ZANU-PF is the people's party. ZANU-PF promises development that the people are seeing. You can see from infrastructure, we have redeveloped roads, dams, agriculture, we have a new parliament. There is a lot of stuff that has been done in the past 4 years. And ZANU-PF guarantees the security of the people of Zimbabwe from land. Yes, we admit that the people of Zimbabwe are going through a rough patch economically. But we are working with the people of Zimbabwe because we are under the yoke of sanctions. And lastly, let me say this. ZANU-PF has never said we do not want a diaspora vote. It's very interesting that Mr. Samaita says ZANU-PF refuses for a diaspora vote to be there because it's not the role of ZANU-PF to do that. It's the role of parliament to ensure that there's proper legislation that allows for people outside of Zimbabwe to vote. No one has been denied the right to vote. And in any case, we had the opposition in parliament for the past 5 years. What is it that they have done to ensure that they have
Thank you, Mr. Kuni. Mr. Tsokora, your reaction to what Mr. Kuni is saying, And do you know the cost of the price of bread? Right now, I'm told it's about 15,000 per loaf. 15,000 zimtons.
This was not what this was. Okunzwa guni varuku tawraovaka gara vachijga vachirasa variguno Washington DC vana veZimbabwe vachinonga soso nemuromo vachiuya vachitaura kuti hurumende ZANU-PF ine zvayakaita iyo vanhu vachitambura vanhu vachifamba mugwagwa ine makomba vanhu vachifa muzvipatara ndozvinonyanya kurwadza vanhu vari kufa. There is a slow genocide in Zimbabwe that is being perpetrated by ZANU-PF. Saka zvinongorwadza kuti hurumende iyoyo iri kurumbidzwa navaguni kusarudza kutenga zvikopokopo zvekuti vafambise zvavo vachinakidzwa. Yosarudza iyo kunotenga ndege yava Munangagwa inoita 54 million vachitadza kuisa mishonga muzvipatara, kuvaka zvikoro zvakanaka, kuvaka migwagwa yakanaka. Uchiona vachipa mari semabira takaona vachiita pa Gold Mafia, asi munyika musina chiri kuitwa chinoonekwa chinoita kuti vana veZimbabwe vararame upenyu hunoenderana ne kuitwa nevanhu vekuSouth Africa, vekuZambia, vekuMozambique. Ukatarisa mararamiro edu ndo aapasi pasi pane nyika dzose. Saka izvi tazviona, vana veZimbabwe vazviona. Takutaura kuti handei tinovhotera vachamisa huori huri kuitika muZimbabwe, vachamisa nyaya yekushaikwa kwemabasa, vachamisa kutambura kwese kuri kuitwa nevana veZimbabwe. Handei tinovhotera change, tinovhotera kuti nyika yedu ienderere mberi.
Thank you very much. So might give us your thoughts on this issue.
Okay, I would like to respond to what the ZANU-PF representative is saying. He claims that ZANU-PF is a people's party, but this is a party that incarcerates citizens because of speaking their own rights. This is a party which claims to conduct free and fair elections when people like Hopewell Chingono have been detained countless times, when people like Job Sikala are arrested, and yet they are incarcerated, yet they have not been found guilty at all. So how can this be a party for the people? He accuses me of being opposition. He accuses me of being opposition simply because I will not support their ideas as ZANU-PF. Ibandla labo liyagqilaza abantu, abantu beZimbabwe badla ingqweqwe zomlomo, bayahlupheka. We heard people like Vana Mchangwa vaifamba vachiti kuna Mugabe, iwe Mugabe kana uchichema uchiti munyika iri kukuvadzwa nemasanctions, imbobuda suduka ipapo tiigadzirise isusu, tigadzire nyika yacho nemasanctions aripo tizvitongere tega. Hezvo nhasi ndivo vaakuimba rwiyo rumwe chete irwo rwemasanctions, vachigara vari mundege, vachinodya mari kuAmerica, vachiposta futi, havanyari kuti vanhu vange vachizviona izvozvo. And then they claim to be people-centered. This cannot be a party that is people-centered. At this point, my greatest concern, Yandri Kukumbira Baba Juve, I ask the CCC to answer on this, is may the CCC answer before the Zimbabweans that what is it that they are going to do to change? Because elections are not only one in the ballot. Elections are prepared before the ballot. They are won sometimes even way, way, way before the ballot. That's why we accuse ZANU-PF of rigging, because why will they not let the voters' roll be out in the public for everybody to see? Why are people's names missing on the voters' roll yet they registered? So those kind of things should be going for elections.
Thank you very much. Unfortunately, there's no extra time on this particular show. We have come to the end of our show today. We shall to thank our guests tonight. And thank you so much to every person who is listening to the show and watching live. Let's meet again next time. This is Steve Stube in Washington, D.C. Good night, Zimbabwe.